This morning, as this time in our program, we have a practitioner who is going to lead us with an inspirational reading or something and an affirmative prayer. And we've got a wonderful, wonderful practitioner, Tracy Smart Sweet. She's a dear colleague and friend. And, you know, last week got a little contentious in that Tiger Bowl, but hey,
that's right.
We had fun with it. So anyway, without further ado, I would like to welcome your practitioner, Tracy Smart Sweet.
Good morning. Can you guys hear me okay? Pull it down instead of standing up on my tiptoes for 10 minutes. Good idea. Thanks, Angela. I knew you were here for a reason. So, yes, the Tigers played the Tigers last Monday, and LSU prevailed. So we'll meet again. We will meet again. Anyways, it was a good game till the fourth quarter. So I have a reading this morning, and the name of my treatment today is 2020 is my best year ever. That's the name of my treatment, and this is the best treatment I've written, so pay attention. So anyways, I tend to write a little longer treatments. I want to get everything in there, and this is a combination of Ernest Holmes, Abraham, which some of you may know who Abraham is, and Tracy. So I rolled it all into hopefully a treatment that will be that you will connect with here in a few moments. But I'd like to start with a reading that will set up the treatment. And it's on page 439 of the Science of Mind book, if anybody would like to follow along. And it's in the paragraph called New Cloth and Old Garments. So I'll begin with the reading and then go into the treatment. We are continuously living a new life, and when the old and the new do not fit nicely together, the old, being no longer able to contain the new, should be discarded. Continually, we must expect new revelations of old truths. We should never lose sight of the fact that the soul is on a pathway of an endless an ever-expanding experience, and that only by expansion can it evolve. This does not mean that we should cast away any good that the old has to offer, but that we convert it into a greater good. Accepting the lessons and experiences of the past and taking the best from everything, we should press boldly forward, looking ever for the truth and ever ascending higher and higher into the heavens of reality. There is no limit to the possibility inherent in all men and women. Yeah, that in. Let the timid soul put its complete trust in good and press bravely on. So that's from the Science of Mind. And then I'm going to begin my treatment. And if you all will relax, close your eyes if you'd wish. Just take anything off your lap. Take some deep cleansing breaths. And enjoy the ride. At the very end, I am going to do just like a minute of silence just for you to take the treatment in, to connect with whatever you connected with. So I am going to do about a minute of silence and then wrap up. 2020 is my best year ever. This is what I know. The universe is infinitely loving and abundant. This power is so great that it is both infinite presence and limitless law. I live, move, and have my being in this boundless, loving, wise, and creative presence. I affirm that 2020 is my best year ever. I continually discover inner abilities, true creative inspiration, greater health, prosperity, and peace of mind. I begin to feel on a cellular level that things are unfolding exactly in the way that they should and at the rate and timing they need. I start to trust the process. I relax from the endless pushing that I learned at birth. On some fundamental, mysterious level, I just let go. As I grow and evolve, I release the old that no longer serves me. Some parts of my life that are no longer a fit just fade away. I relax into the calm curiosity about where the flow might go. I've detached, yet somehow I am riveted by how my story of 2020 and beyond will unfold. I feel spaciously receptive and open to what wishes to come. I give it all room to blossom. I trust that the highest and best good, one way or another, is unfolding as it should. I know that with source energy as my source, I needn't cling to any one plan, and I'm not clutching a list of desires. I never compromise on my vision. However, I can compromise on how it comes true. When I'm in cycles of quiet and waiting, I catch my breath, knowing the wheel will turn. I rest because the right actions get revealed and a lot will arise to be done. I wait for the signs and the timing rather than ripping open the cocoon. I trust that delays might be welcome. I trust that delays can be good. I trust that all delays are all perfect. I stay present just to witness the beautiful and unique unfoldment of my life. I draw upon Spirit's wisdom and creative genius to love me, lead me, and guide me every step of the way. I turn the best of what unfolds from this infinite loving and abundant power into making the best choices for the new possibilities that arise. I recognize that it is sometimes perfectly right to say no to an opportunity. This clarity and confidence allows me to hone in on even more amazing choices and manifestations. I relax and trust the universe to lavishly provide for me in a variety of ways. I let Spirit work through me to use the best of what I know and desire to clearly bring forth the richness that life has to offer at the right and perfect time. I am grateful for this, and let it be so, and so it is. And let's just take a minute to receive what we connect with, and then close. Thank you. Everyone, just gently bring yourself back to the present moment. opening your eyes and moving around a little bit. And I...
All right. So here we are, going round and round again. It's the third Sunday of our Back to Basics series, and the theme for this week is the principles of successful living, chapter 16 in our Science of Mind text. And you're in for a treat because we've got the Reverend Angela Harmon with us. She's back home. We love that she's here. And I know that most of you know that Angela has been a vital part of this center for many, many years. Gosh, I met Angela back in classes. I want to say it's probably 1997, 98. Goes back a while. I was 13. funny how that works. But anyway, without further ado, the Reverend, lovely Reverend Angela Harmon.
I put your book over there, Doug, so if you're looking for it. Good morning. It's good to be here. I feel like I'm home. Yay! I had to actually make a note this morning, go to CSL Midtown, because I have created a habit of going where I go to speak now, which is CSL West Georgia in Douglasville. It's like another world out there. But I've enjoyed the growth of it all. And it's all because of where we are this morning and this teaching. They mentioned Dr. Kennedy Schultz, and Raymond Charles Barker was his teacher. He kind of painted his way into a corner one Sunday morning, Dr. Kennedy did, in New York City. And this radio station changed to something else that he didn't even want to hear. But he didn't want to mess up the floor he had painted himself into, so he had to sit and wait. So that decision was thrust upon him, if you will, that changed his life, that changed many other lives, that changed my life, that changes my life. So the topic today they mentioned is the principle of successful living, and that is through the things that we've learned, the actions that we take behind the things we learn, based on the decisions that we make. Now, there are a lot of principles out there, and I want to tell you that it's up to the power that we have in us. Coming this morning, I know that the parking situation is a little bit different. I think you have to tell it something, you know, economically sound, wonderful decision. But I drove in, and I like to park on the street because I decided earlier that I wanted to do lunch with someone. Well, I drove around, so everybody's got that idea now that they want to park on the street, so there weren't any. So I said, I'll go around one more time and see if, you know, and then come into the parking spot and then see what I do next. So right out front, there's a bus, but I can see at the light that this car right behind the bus is pulling out. So I quickly made the decision that I can kind of back into that spot. That's what you got to do anyway, right? Well, the car that was pulling out decided something different. So it decided that you must be going down the wrong way, so you need to stop and go the right way. Well, I was backing in, so I'm thinking I'm giving the message that I'm going to take your spot. We weren't connecting. That wasn't her decision. My decision was I was going to get that spot. Already made. So she decides, or he decides, because I can't even tell because the windows are tinted in the car. What next? I knew that was my spot. So I decided to put my flashers on. That'll tell you, you know, I'm not moving. You might as well go around because the lanes are four lanes over there, right? She's got plenty of room. Or he's got, I'm not going to give it to a girl. It might be a dude in this car. You know, the windows were tinted. So they were going to go around. I'm thinking in my mind, that's the decision. They sat there, they blew the horn, and I just got quieter. Cars were going around them. I'm like, okay. I want that spot. Then they decide they're going to go around. Blew at me like they, you know, they gave me the finger with the horn. All I did was back into the little spot, and I'm parked right up front. That happens every single day of our lives, where there is a decision that we've made, and we can let someone else talk about us out of the decision that we made with their action. then life becomes someone else's cycle. That doesn't even look successful to me. My success was to get the parking spot in front of the, it was open. What was I supposed to do? Go around and let somebody else get it? I don't think so. That was my spot in my mind. But if I had not learned what successful was for me or what decision making is for me, I would have gone along with, well, they're honking at me and I need to move and the cops may come and you know, all the things that we can play in to making a decision. And now we got this whole nother ball game going on. That wasn't the ball game this morning. Ball game, based on my decision, that spot opened. I'm getting it. I got it. Why can't we do life that way all the time? I'm not that all the time. If I'm not that, that means nobody's that. So it's this poem that fell out for me to read and start with because I live my life on these principles of the science of mind, but it started here. And I'm going to read this to you, and I want you to think about what this might be. I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half the things you do, you might as well turn them over to me, and I'm able to do them quickly and correctly. I'm easily managed. You must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want it done, and after a few lessons, I can do it automatically. I am the servant of great men, and alas, the failures of all as well. Those who are great, I've made great. Those who are failures, I've made a failure. I'm not a machine, though I work with the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a man. Those who are failures, you may run me for profit or run me for ruin, makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will put the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? A habit. Everything we do is habitual. Every decision we make is a habit from what we've decided who we are. We decide if we're great or if we're not. We are who we say we are. So I've been playing Fergie a lot in the mornings. Glamorous. Thus the outfit. Anytime you put stuff into your head, it's going to come out in your being. And we want to be mindful. I said, no, wear something different. You need to wear two pieces. They need to be able to put the mic on you. Well, the decision said, wear a belt. They can put the mic on the belt. Well, that's too much. No, wear the belt. You're wearing this outfit. Even with our own selves, you can get, this might be a girl thing. I don't know if it's a man thing, but we as women, we pick out something and then change it and change it and change it again. This morning, that was not that. It was a decision made. You're wearing that. I don't care what you're doing else today. Because I have other plans. So I'm looking at the fact that we can make a habit of who we are by who we are every day. The decisions that we make cause our success or we become successful. And we don't actually have to know all the hows that make us successful. That's what God does. That's what the universe is. I have a book called The Power Decision I'm going to read from first. And because it's in such bad shape, I decided I would bring it for you to see. But this is what this book looks like now. It is barely held together. But all my notes are in here. I don't want to start all over. Decisions that I made 8 years ago, 10 years ago, and yesterday are in this book. So I had to type it out so all the pages wouldn't go away. On page 31, in the introduction of The Power of Decision, make a decision. It may even be a wrong decision. The mature mind accepts the results of his errors and minimizes self-guilt. He proceeds on his course and makes more decisions. The majority of those decisions are right ones. But the adult who unconsciously goes back to his childhood for parental approval, makes a wrong decision, he loads himself with more guilt and more remorse. He accepts himself as a probable failure. He's disturbed and distrust his own abilities. Very unhappy person. And that can be a she. You know, they talk, Tracy kind of corrected the he-she thing in the Science of Mind textbook, because a lot of these were written by men, but it was meant for women too. Mistakes are not consciously planned. The lower your guilt load, the greater your mental health. We have to unload any mistakes that were made. If you didn't plan them, that's what they were. Now think about that phrase, planned. They were not planned. Now there's something else if they're planned. If you plan to do it, that's a whole nother ball game. Your consequences are totally different rather than you mishappenly did something. It's what we've learned over time, and what we can do is unlearn. I came to this center and I started to learn that I had a greater idea about God. I had grown up in a where if you had done something wrong, you were a bad person and you deserved to be punished for those bad things that you have done. There's a movie called Boy Erased on now on HBO where they sent him to this camp so they can ungay him. What? That was real stuff. Back and they're going to change your mind about who you are instead of enhancing your mind about what you're showing them you are. We have to unlearn what has been taught to us. Webster says, success is achieving and having achieved, having attained wealth, position, honors, resulting in attendance of success. Favorable actions, a position, an attainable goal, all those are personal. Nobody gets to tell you that you're successful. You get to decide based on what you see success is for you. Living, having a life, being alive, not dead. That's a dictionary. It says not dead. So if we're living, we're not dead. We decide we're going to live the life we want. My granddaughter, I have two of my granddaughters here, my daughter, and seem like I got another granddaughter that I don't know her name yet, but she's already mine. But the little one that you guys see on Facebook a lot, my little ride or die, as they call her, I didn't come up with that word, but Fast and Furious did. It's about habits that she has even shown me. As she grew up, she said, when I would put her shoes on, Grandmommy, I can do it. I said, okay, do it. She did it. And if I said that was the wrong foot, she switched them, put them on the right foot. I can do it. I did it. That's the next thing she said. How many times do we say, I did it? We don't. We go past and forget that we are doing our lives so well. Remember to say, I did it. Don't forget. After that, she knows she's successful in doing things. She can put her shoes on, put her clothes on. I don't need you to do this. Well, do I feed you? Nope, I got it. She went from her baby fork to I want a big people fork. Okay. And it's going on and on and on about her life. So now instead of, I can do it, I did it, let me do it. Something new. Let me do that. Let me do that. Now I don't even facilitate what she's going to do. Let me do it. My job went away in 2008, and I've made several vision boards since then. But this is the very first one. This vision board is still coming true. The Movado watch, I had to go ahead and pull it out of my jewelry box and wear it because I stopped wearing watches because I use my phone for, you know, I strive to get a watch and then don't wear it no more. What? You know, because I can use my phone to see what time it is. But I said, let me wear it today because it's here on the vision board. If you know Joyce Reynolds, She was very new to me when I found this teaching. I just liked her style. I just thought she was a free spirit, just go out and do what she wants. There's a picture of she and I there because I knew I wanted to have this free spirit about me. I didn't want to be kind of tied down somewhere. Look at me, I can come still play with y'all. I'm at West Georgia, I'm at Blairsville. You know, I'm just all over the place. Now I'm getting ready to go global. Let me get another vision board so I can go global. But Joyce and I are meeting periodically, even more and more in our lives, because I honored her, even then. We put things out there in the world. I pledged a sorority called Delta in 1979. Can you believe this thing kept up with me all this time? It was a decision made a long time ago that I believe adds to the success of my life today. It's been 40 years that I did this. I didn't have a dime. I was in college. We're eating tuna fish and mac and cheese. Now we eat lobster and asparagus. If you can't see the success in your life based on the decisions that you're making, change them. Easy to do. It all starts here. We have nothing. Lyric came to the world with just her. And there was love and there was care. Sometimes it comes from people that you know. Sometimes it comes from people that you don't know. It comes. Don't expect it to always come from the people that you expect it to come from. It just expect it. It's our expectancy on a decision that we make for ourselves that creates the lives that we live. You agree? Of course, Star Trek is a place in my mind that started very years ago, too. And what Spock said, if anybody knows Spock, he's the one with the pointy ears from Men. He said, for everything, there is a first time. So if you haven't done it and you want to do it, make the decision to do it. Everything that we've come to today is based on the decisions that we make. Success is how we see it. If you think you're successful, you are. If you think you're not, you're not. Success so oftentimes look at how many houses you have and how big the car is. And I went to Hilton Head for Thanksgiving, and there are a lot of beautiful homes down there. A lot of them were empty because they're working to keep them. They're not even in them. You know, it's probably for that time of year, whatever time of year it is. But if you're working to keep these things, how much fun is that? Now, if it's fun and you got plenty of money like Jay-Z and he can have 4 or 5 houses, you don't have to be in none of them because he's on the boat. That's a whole different posture. That's a whole different attitude. That's a whole different approach. Know what happiness is to you, not to someone else. Back to this car thing. I don't know what's going on with me and cars. I went to a dinner about a week ago. Lyric was with me, fortunately, because it probably would have went another way if she wasn't, because I'm still human. Ask Comcast. I will be my best self when she's with me, even greater than what I would probably normally be. So I'm headed to an unexpected dinner with some friends that have come in town, and we were already in for the night, but it was right at Papa Do's, and I live near the Battery, and I said, well, let's go. Again, a parking space. What is up with me and parking? I gotta check that out. So this car pulls out, and I ask them, because the parking lot, again, is crowded, and here they come out, and I'm waiting for them to come out. So again, a car comes around, and they all go around but this one Tesla. And I point out the Tesla because I think the Tesla had attitude with my little VW. I think it was going to be the big dog with the little dog. You know, I guess I'm the little dog. Woof, woof, I've got a little VW. And then the Tesla is the big dog. Woof, woof, you're going to move. Nope, little dog sat there, said, okay, this part is mine. She said she's going to pull out. So the lady obviously could tell what was going on. She could pick up the energy of that and sat there too. She sat there till that Tesla decided it was going to move, because she's like, this is her spot. Now, in that situation, I even had help for some strange reason. I say strange, erase that. We're all energy beings. You get help along the way, whatever you need to do, if you need the help. It doesn't come the way we expect it to come. It can come in unexpected ways, or it can come exactly by design. But know it's by design, and sometimes it's a greater design, because you've aligned yourself with who you are by the music you listen to, the movies that you watch, and know that there's an end in mind and that the universe has got your back, and we call that God. We don't have to know the how. God's got the how. We just have to know what. What do you want? Success. Well, what I wanted took me away from you guys. I wanted to get paid for what I do. And it took me to West Georgia. But I get to come back and play with you, too. It didn't completely take what I love away from me. It just gave it to me in a new package, a new design, a new way of being. You get to decide your life and what you want. Because I still want to get on a plane and travel. I still want to go hang out with Lyric sometime, you know. I still work for IBM, and they're demanding this year. They gave me a little space last year. You got some things, you figured it out. All right, we're back to work now. So this year, I've got to give my time, just like how I knew I could not commit full time to being a minister anywhere, because IBM is still in my life. But I can play everywhere. With IBM, with you, with West Georgia, with the world. Because I decided that long time ago with the vision board. Vision board will keep bringing into my life anything else new. So even though I've made new ones, this one is the most powerful for me, because this board told me when the end is held firmly enough in consciousness, the means to bring it about has already been set in motion. What are we setting in motion? We get to decide. We decide our lives. And if there's others that want to play, oh, how much more fun it is. And that others that don't, we've learned lessons through those. Mickey Rooney and Maya Angelou have quite a few lessons that they've learned that I want to share a few with you. I'll start with Maya. She was actually named Marguerite Annie Johnson. Did anybody know that? I didn't know that until I looked it up last night. What? So, what's in a name, right? She was 86 when she passed. We know her as a poet, singer, civil rights activist. I've learned no matter what happens or how bad it seems today, life goes on and it will get better tomorrow. I've learned that you can tell a lot about a person by the way he or she handles these three things: a rainy day, lost luggage, and tangled Christmas lights. I've learned making a living is not the same thing as making a life. I've learned you shouldn't go through life with the catcher's mitt on both hands. You need to be able to throw some things back. I've learned that whenever I decide something with an open heart, I usually make the right decision. I've learned even when I have pains, I don't have to be one. I've learned that every day you should reach and out and touch someone. People love warm hugs and just a friendly pat on the back. And I've learned I still have a lot to learn. Andy Rooney has his own list. He lived to be 92 years old. He was a radio and television writer. He did 60 Minutes from 1978 to 2011. That's serious, right? I've learned that when you're in love, it shows. I've learned that just one person saying to me, "You've made my day," makes my day. I've learned that having a child fall asleep in your arms is one of the most peaceful feelings in the world. I've learned that being kind is more important than being right. I've learned that always pay for someone. Pray, excuse me. This is my favorite. I don't know why I'm botching it up. that I can always pray for someone when I don't have the strength to help in any other way. I've learned that money doesn't buy class, that I ignore facts doesn't change the facts, and that love, not time, heals all wounds. And I'm going to close with something that fell out at the same time about love. And as I close with this, I have to pull out the other book that is not so ratted and tatted. It actually went with me to Puerto Rico in 2009. Was it 2008? It's been probably about that long, because I was reminding myself about being successful. When I lost my job ability, well, I didn't lose the job because I ended up staying with IBM. I had 30 days to get something else. So about 2 weeks in, nothing had come, and I had asked so many people. You know, I forgot how many people I really knew. I was asking the world, and I was becoming overwhelmed about what I might do. So I said, well, let me just focus internally to IBM first. And if I do get kicked out of the door, then I'll consider other avenues. But it was just becoming overwhelming trying to stay employed, because I had a new car at the time, and I'm the only income from my life, and it was just crazy. So this book came out, and it said Successful Living. And it says, you can select what you want. I need these. Once you have selected what you want with determination, the power moves into action through you, and that way unfolds. This power knows no defeat. Link your thinking with thoughts of God and no man. Situations nor world conditions can stop you from becoming what you have selected to become. Jesus could have been a carpenter or remained that way in the small town of Galilee and lived a moderate, comfortable life. Moses could have been a quiet shepherd and stayed on the plains, and the Hebrew slaves would have never been freed. Greatness is not inherited. It is fashioned out of the thought and feelings of the individual. Here are some thoughts and feelings of this individual. I was a minister at SLCA, so CSL Midtown didn't even exist yet. A life of love. I'm inspired to begin a monthly article on the topic of love. I will share stories, ideas, and dreams to promote love and loving relationships. The idea was born in me several years ago as I faced the possibility of divorce. Divorced 6 years now, which has been, my grandson was born and he's now 16, so this was 10 years ago. Divorced 6 years now, I truly believe in love. I am taking action on the dream to promote life wonderful, a life of love. I'm prompted into more active approach to recently take classes at SLCA as a guest speaker. It was Ernie Chu on a book called Soul Currency. My biggest takeaway was hearing Ernie say, don't budget love. Wow, I'd never put it quite that way before. I immediately understand and decided to incorporate it in my life. It's clear to me that there's no need to hold back on one drop of love ever. Give it away. There's always more love to give. The law of giving and receiving works perfectly. Love may or may not come from the direction you are looking, but it comes to you, multiplied abundantly. Don't hold back. And so it is.